Nuntes Hamad Aleph, the bottom line. Tanan Hosam, we learned a Mishnah in Kalim. Chotchai Chuyais, a person cut a tanner into Chuyas, into slices. Vinosan Chayl Ben Chuya Lechuya, Abeleza Metaya, Bachachomim Metamim, Bezehu Tanu Shel Achnoi. This is the lotion of the Mishnah. So first, let us explain what the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what Pshat and the Machlekes is. So let us first see Rashi. Chotchai Chuyis Tanu Ha'osi Chuyis. A Tanu that is made out of slices. Mitzalfei bekivshon kederech klicheres. So, this tano, now, a klicheres means you took earth and you baked it in a kivshon and then it becomes cheres. So these chuyas were baked in a kivshon, kederech klicheres. Now, each chuya was less than dalet tfochim wide. So that is, the minimum shear of a tanner is dalet tfochim. This is less than dalet tfochim. So each chuya does not have a shear tanner. Va'achar kach, afterwards, tzirev, you can't bake in this also, it's too small. But he had a number of slices. Tzirev ha'chuyais, he was metzarif these chuyas, the nosan chul ben chuya lechuya. Now I'd like to say over the way the Mikdash Dovid explains Shitas Rashi. Rashi in Mesechtes Brachos perhaps explains a little better. V'chibroi betit shel chul ben chuya lechuya. Rashi in Brachos says that he was machaber the chuyas with a tit made out of chul. And so you had these slices which were attached together through a type of a tit, of a mud, that's made out of chul. Now, the Mikdash Dovid explains as follows. With the Gebaldik Bekiyas, that there's two types of tit. There's a tit shel yoitzrim. The tit shel yoitzrim was miyuchid to make tanurim. That's a tit shel yoitzrim. This tit, Shitas Rashi is, it gets a din of a klicheres, I feel it's not baked in a tanur, I feel it's dried in the sun. The tit shel yoitzrim has a din klicheres. That's a titshel yaitzim. Therefore, Rashi, that's what we're saying over here, v'nosan chul bein chulya l'chulya, Rashi says clear in Brachos, v'chibro, he attached the chulyas, betit shel chul. Now, chul is not a titshel yaitzim. This chul is adoma. This is adoma. And this will only become a klicheres if it will be baked. And it wasn't baked. We had these slices of cheres, which were put together with tit shel chol, which is adoma. So now we have here a tanur, which is made out of two components. The etzem tanur is made out of cheres. But mitzad the cheresh aboy it doesn't have a shir tano. What makes it into a tano? This tit shel chol, which is adoma, which was never baked. It's attaching. So what is this called? Is this called a tano shel cheres? Or since the whole tano only becomes a tano through this tit shel adoma, tit shel chol, which is adoma, and it was never baked, the tit, so mele, it's not called a tanur shel cheres, it's called a kli adoma. Now kli adoma is not mekabel tuma. And just to appreciate this whole inyan, the whole sugya, we have to understand, bizman, the tanoim, avad givitz, the Hamoin Am were nizer to eat chulin betare. And we have to understand that lo yimole in a bias that the Isha became a tmeya, and there were other tumas around. And whenever this occurred, we would have the tanu became tome, and a kli cheres, there's no tara b'mikveh, you have to break it. So Rabbi Elazar was machadish a tanu that's not mekabel tumah, which was meiridik, which was a meiridik izach, so now you can have a tanu and it bakes, and you don't have to be nizah of tumah v'tare. And this was the einfall of Rabbi Elazar, that since the tanu only exists through a chibur of tit shalcher, which is adoma, so it's not called a tanu shalcheres. It's called a tanu shal adoma, which is not mekabel tumah. This is, so now we'll see chotche chuyes tanu ha'osi chuyes b'tzarfei b'kifshem. These chuyes were nitzraf b'kifshem. K'derek licheres. V'achakach tzirev, tzirev means he was mechaber, ha'chuyes v'nosan chuyel, doesn't mean dry sand, it means titchel choyl, bein chuyye lechuyye. Rabbi Elazar metayer, she'ein ze kli cheres, this is not a kli cheres, because the cheres, as Nevatayer is, ashir keili, elo binyin kein kli glolim u kli adomo. This is a entity that is bonui through adoma, so this is called a kli adoma. She'ein mekablin tumet. This was Rabbi Elazar's Einfall was meiridik. V'chachomim mitamim, the ozli bosachuyis. The chachomim said, we don't look at the dover hamachaber esachuyis, which is like an essential factor in this tano, but we looked at the ikar tano are the chuyis, and the chuyis are made out of cheres. So here's a din of a kli cheres that's mekabel tumah. Now Rashi explained, Shah Tanurim Shalem, a normal Tanur, Hayasuyim Ken Kdeirais Gdeilois, it was like a large Kdeir, a large pot, Upiv Lamailo, Betsayref Bekivshon, Kishak Kdeiris, and it was baked in a Kivshon, like all other Kdeiris. Metaltalim, they carried them, El Shoyim Eshivay Al Ha'oretz, a tano was put al oretz el adaf a madvik period. Madvik es tfeiles hatit soviv al kuloi la soisei ov she yikloit viyachsik es choyme. But this they wanted to ensure that the heat should not escape from this tano. So therefore, after they had this kedera, they thickened it with a tfeilo, which is a type of an insulation, and that was smeared. There were layers of tfeilo that insulated this tano. V'yachzik es chumat. But al koponim, the dion between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim is, does this tano have a din of a kli cheres? That's what the Chachamim hold, because the roiv of the Tano is made out of cheres, so it's the din of a Tano shel cheres, which is mekabel tumah, even though the sibe is through this tit shel chol, which is adoma. Rabbi Elazar held no, that since mitzad the cheres alone, it would not have a shame Tano, so it is considered a binyan shel adoma, which is not mekabel tumah. This is Shitas Rashi. Now let us see Taisvis. Chot chay chuyes v'nosan chayl ben chuyah l'chuyah. Now let's just explain Eisen Veinik, Shitas HaTaisvus, and then we'll see in a Veinik. Shitas HaTaisvus is that you had these chuyes, and the chuyes were held together by the tfeila that was around it. That means you had one chuyah on top of the other chuyah, and then you had this tfeila, this insulation around it, which held it together. And we'll see, and Taisvus holds, so that is a shame tano. That is a shame tano. So that means he have these chulyas and the tvela around it, which is used to insulate the tana, and at the same time is holding the chulyas together, that would make it a shame tana. That basis has a mission. So, but they wanted, Abeleza wanted that it shouldn't be a tana. So Abeleza said to put dry sand between each chulya. So we had, in this tana, we had two contradictory factors. That means the tefillah from the outside was holding it together. The chul from the inside, bein chulya lechulya, was separating it. So now the shaila is, what is the ikar? Is the tefillah the ikar, and we consider this a tana, lemaisa, it's being held together. But, or do we say, since the chol is separating the chulye, so Mamela doesn't have a shame tana. That is shita satais. It's not let us see tais. Chot chay chulye smnosan chol ben chulye lechulye. Im lehoya chol ben tayim. There wouldn't be chol between the chulyes. Hayimai the rabbeleza the kli choshevu. That's a called a kli choshev. Shatvele soviv letano. The tvele that surrounds the tano. Mechaberes achuyes. That holds together the chuyes. Umamidos on zu etzel zu. And that would give it a shame tano. Umishum denosan chil bentayim lahafchid achuyes umizu. But since they put dry sand in between the chuyes to make a separation, now Tosfos brings a similar case. A person went and to have a tano, and he cut it in slices less than dalat tvachim, so it's toya, doesn't have a shame tano. Molchoy betit, now he smeared it with it. Tome mishiyasekeno lefes boisuvgonim. That means that you don't have to put it into a kipshon. As soon as you'll bake suvgonim in it, you'll bake some type of a sponge cake in it. So that heat is sufficient to harden the tit that is surrounding the chulyas. And here's a shame tana. Now, hirchik es atvele, v'nosan chol eitzrer beitaye, what happens if he didn't, if this tvele, which is insulating the tano, he was machik this from the chuyis atana, he put between this insulation, he put stones or chol between it, so that means, so it's not connected properly, because the tit cannot hold it, because there's a barrier between the tit and the chulyas. Baze omru atmeya batoira oifis boy. So here, it's not mekabel tume. Vutoya. And here the shaila was, here it's better, because the tvela is mamish flush with the chulyas. The tvela is holding it together. Only from the inside, the chel is being mavdol. But ktani chel dumi the tzreir shu yovesh. So Tosfos lo imshat. Not we said in Rashi that it's a titshel chel. No, it's a dry chel that was separating the chulyas. Now v'zehu tano shel achnoi. This is the lashon haMishnah. My achnoi. What is the translation of achnoi? Achnoi is a snake. Achnoi, what does Rashi say? Nochosh, it's a snake. Dalkoi, lasois, ba'agulo. The snake twirls himself around, makes an eagle, lahachnis, znovoi, eitzel, piv. That his tail is by his mouth. Omar Rav Yehuda mashmu, sheikifoi, devorim, ka'achno. Chachme Yisrael, Reiv Chachme Yisrael surrounded either Rabbi Lezer or this Tano, and they had Hoichoches, was like they bombarded him with different Hoichoches all over to prove that it's Mekabel Tume. That's why Sheikifoi Dvorim Kaachne. V'timu, and they said it's mekabel tume. Tone. Ba'oisayoyim, that day there was a tremendous machlokes. Heishiv, Rabbi Eleza, this is Rabbi Eleza HaGadol, who was the Rebbe of all these chachomim. He was Rabbi Eleza HaGadol, he was their Rebbe. Kol tshuvish sheba'olam, that means he, all the questions he answered, v'lai kiblo yemenu, they weren't mekabel. They held that their haychoches are right and his tshuvas are wrong. Om alohem, so he said, im haloche kemoisi, if aloche is the way I'm saying, charuv ze yechiyach, so we'll prove it from this charuv. It was a charuv tree, and he said, this tree should prove that I'm right. Neka charuv min kaimai. So all of a sudden, this charuv, which was rooted into the ground, was neka meya ame. In 100 ame, it moved away meya ames from where it was. Va'omri lo arbe meyis ame. Others say it was 400 ames away. Omru loy, so they told him, ein mevien raya min acharuv. He can't bring a raya from a charuv. Chaza va'om alahem, im aloche kemoisi, if the aloche is the way I say, amas hamayim yoichichu, amas hamayim, there was a canal that the water was flowing. From this amas hamayim, you'll see I'm right. Chazru amas hamayim la'achayreim. So the amas hamayim went backwards, went against the current. Amululoi, they told him, ein mevien raya me amas hamayim. We can't bring a raya from amas hamayim. Chazar v'om alahem, im alochi kemoisi, kaislei beis hamedrish eichichu. The kaislei beis hamedrish will prove that I'm right. He too, kaislei beis hamedrish lipoil. So the walls of the beis hamedrish started falling in. Gor behem Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua screamed at these walls. Om alahem, so he spoke to the walls. Im talmidei chachomim menatzchim zeh zeh baloche, if there are differences of opinions between talmidei chachomim, atem ma tivchem, what are you mishingaying? We have a dispute, what are you, the whole Beis Medrash is about to collapse, what are you? Lainaflu mibnei kvoidei shel Rabbi Yeshua. So they stop falling. Lainaflu mibnei kvoidei shel Rabbi Elazar. But how much that fell in, so they won this land. Vadayim otim voim, we can come to the Beis Medrash, you can see these walls are on this land. Chaza v'om alahem im aloche kemoisi min ha-shemayim yechichu. In Hashemayim, they should prove that I'm right. Yotzuso baskel v'omro malochem eitzel Rabbi Eleza. Vaya yuchelu Rabbi Eleza shaloche kemoisei b'chol moke. Aloch is like Rabbi Eleza. Omad Rabbi Yeshua al raglov v'oma loiba shamayimi. Well, the Shemayim also can't mix in. My loiba shamayimi. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyeh shekvar nitno toiro b'har Sinai. The Torah was given b'har Sinai. Einonu mashkichem bebaskel shekvar kosavto b'har Sinai b'toira ache rabim lahatois. Now before we go further, let us see Rashi, and I'd like to share a few insights in this Gemara. Zot Rashi. Kol tareis maybe it's later already. Yeah. Let's just go a little further. Okay, we'll stop over here. I'd like to say over a goyin in Kol Aliyahu who says a beautiful beer in this Gemara. He hears Ha'ore, I mean, it seems they did not kind of, you don't bring a raya from my senism. They didn't say that, they said that. A charuv is not a raya. A samayim is not a raya. Kaisle beis medrash is not a raya. So he says like this. He says, he explains this Gemara as follows. He says, Teire is nikne with three midas. Histapkos means that a person does not indulge too much in macholim. Anove, anivis, ushkida rabe, and myrdikasmode. And he elaborates. Histapkos, it says in the Mishnah Noves, kachi darko shal teire, pas bemelech teichel amayim bamsura tishte, one should not indulge too much in food. And then he brings a Yerushalmi Taisis and Ksubis brings down the Yerushalmi, Achata Mispalu, Sheyichnesu Divrei Teure Bilbovecho, Hispalu Shleyichnesu Madanim Bimeyecho. That means, don't be mispalu that you should understand Teure. First be mispalu that you should not indulge in madanim. Kozman, you indulge in madanim, in Taivis Olam Hazeh, you'll never understand Taivis. So first, make sure you're not indulging in Taivis Olam Hazeh. The charuv is symbolic of dachkus, of eating the minimum. Hanina b'ni dayloi b'kaf charuvim yarev Shabbos l'arev Shabbos. That is the inyan of histapkos. The inyan of anove, Chazal tell us, mi midbar matone, mi shemeisem atzmoi, ka midbar hefke lakoil, nitnoloi hatere b'matone. Tere is given to matone to a person who's mafkir himself. There's no gaive. Anyone can trample over him. Chinamu Chazal ala posik hoi kol tzomei l'chu l'mayim. Loma nimshla teira l'mayim, loimaloch mamayim minichim mokim gavoya v'hilchim rak l'mokim namuch. Water goes to a low place, that's where it flows to. After v'rei teira in miskayim al mamisha datoi shfeilo. Hasmode shkide, big the Gemara Neireben, who do you find the godless of Teire? B'mashkin amar v'aleim b'beis ha-medrash. U'b'loi shkida yoimam v'layla without tremendous hasmod avada le'yiske le'kisro shal Teire. With these three milas of istapkes, anove and shkida, this is a meiridike koyach to be zeichet to be mechavan lamite shal Teire. So the Gemara relates, and Rabbi Lezer related that Pekert, he possessed these three gevaldike milas. The first guy, he says, the charuv should be neker. That's me to say, stapkes. That means if you want to shlug me up, you're being oiker a charuv. A charuv is symbolic of his stapkes, of eating a minimum. A charuv should be neka. The charuv was neka. A gavuch adein elio says, as a machloikis, if it was 100 ames or 400 ames, so he says, could be there's another nakuda over here. Ben Elio says, Chazal tell us, Eine daime shayne pirkei meya pomim, l'shayne pirkei meya ve'echad pomim. So he says, what? So he said, the Mephoshim explain what is the difference, 101 and 100. He says, if a person learned, we're speaking about, Bisman Chazal, that in order to make sure that he remembered Torah, he had to learn it 100 times. That was the sole oifen to remember Torah. They learned it 100 times. A person that learned it 101 times, that's Torah Lishma. It means he's not learning it that I should remember it. He'll remember it already. This is, he's learning it That's called Torah Lishma. That's Ein Adayin Hashem in Pirkei. So Rabbi Lezer said, with Neka Meya Amis, that means that the Cheruv, which symbolizes my Anhage of Istapkes, but also with Neka Meya Amis, to show that he chazed over 100 times, so Lamaise, there was nothing that he forgot. Others say it was 400 times. So Dein Leo says, what's in here, 400 times? He says, the Moses has an Erevin, I prayed at a Talmud who had a very, it's very difficult to understand. Until he taught it him 400 times, he was unable to understand. Rabbi Lezer, Betchilas Limuda, he had difficulties in understanding. He put it down in the beginning of Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. So that was Teira Shalamati Ba'af. That means, do you know how many times I learned it too? I understood it completely. So that's, you're being oiker, either 100 amas, 400 amas. So that proved, that was proof that if the chruv was neka, that showed something. That he was a person who never indulged in Taivas Olam Hazeh. And they agreed with that. That's right. But it does not prove that you're right in this halacha. So then he said that the Amas Hamayim should go backwards. That means Torah only is just like the Torah only goes to Torah Nimshel Lamayim, just like Mayim go to a Mokim Namuch. So Torah also goes to a Mokim Namuch. And therefore that's a Sibbe that Aloha should be like me. The Gemara says we paskin like Beisilu because Sha'an V'sonim Ho'im, they were Balei Anova. She said, you're right, you're a medic honor, but also doesn't prove that you're right in this halach. And then he said, Kaisle beis hamedrish yechichu. The Kaisle beis hamedrish, who could be made on my hasmode, grad de'ena leo, brings down a gemore mesechta sukkah. Rabbi Lezer says, Miyomai loy kodmani odom bebeis ha-medrash volehinachti odom bebeis ha-medrash. That's saying a mouthful. When he came to the Beis HaMedrash, there never was a person before him, and he never left leaving over a person. So that means he was the biggest shakt and the biggest masmid. Lo yashanti bebeis hamedrash lo shinas kvab lo shinas aray. And in the Beis HaMedrash, which he was there in the longest span than anyone, he never slept there. It wasn't, he never slept, not a shinas aray, not a shinas, or shinas kvab. Vlo yisachti sichas chulin biyomai. He never spoke sichas chulin. So memele, so the hasmada of Rabbi Elezer, there was no one that could compare to the hasmada, the shkita of Rabbi Elezer. In not paskening like me, so it's like you're being oikid the Beis HaMedrash, so kais the Beis HaMedrash, you plow to show. I mean, if you're not taking this into consideration. They said, "I'm a bein raim mikayis lebeis hamedrash." Then Abasco came out, and Rabbi Yeshua said, ain mashkichim bebaskel. So the Goyin says, Amor Likizach, he said, brings down a medrash. The medrash says there was a shaila just before the creation of Odom. Was a machlokes chesed oma yivro, emes oma al yivro, mipnei hashkorim. Ma osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu hishlech emes arzo, shenema emes mei eretz titzmach. So the Goyin says, I'm going to keep shot in this medrash. He says, the emes. Ha emes tzoylel bein alofim mevukois usfeikois. That means to be masig, the emes ha emes, it's hidden in thousands of sveikos. So emes said, so it is impossible for a person to be mechaben to the emes emes. He can't be masigit. So what did the Rabbeinu Shalom do? Hishlech emes arzos. What does emes arzos say? So the Rabbeinu Shalom said that we don't need the emes emes. That what Chachmei HaTorah will say, that is the emes. That is the emes, how Torah will be gepasuk. We don't need the emes emes. And that's what Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, Asher nosan lonu teiras emes. Asher nosan lonu teiras emes means that the teiras emes is what we hold as emes. That was, teira was Niklos Shemaim. Not the emes emes. A person can be masik, the emes emes. Or the very few people that keep emes. Asher nosan lonu teiras emes. So when the Baskel came out, Maloch Ha'etzel Rabbi Lezer Shalochi Kamoisei B'chol Mokim, that was true. Could be Rabbi Lezer's Demis Emes, it could be he's right. But if Chachmei Yisroel hold, and they held it, this is Reif Chachmei Yisroel, they held that it's Tomei. So Leiba Shemayimi, that is not how we basket on this world. Asher nosan lon emes meyeretz titzmach. What the eretz, whatever will be tzemeach from the eretz, that's the emes of Torah. Loi b'shamayimi. That is how he says pshat in the Gemara. That's how he says pshat in the Gemara, that that's loi m'shekva yotza apsak din Einon mashkichim bebachs, kabalei bishum nivra bo'ilom, akviyas, gomes chachmei ha-teir lamata bo. That is the emes. Fine. Ash, let's go a little further. Ash kichei rabnosan l'Eliyo, rabnosan found l'Eliyo novi, om alei, mai ovid kutsha barichu bahishayta. What is the Rabbi Shalom doing now? And this world that was mayadik. What is the Rabbi Shalom doing? Omalei kochayich, he's smiling, v'omal nitzchuni bonai, nitzchuni bonai. But, fakerte, woman natzeach me. Even though in the Shemayim, it said, ma'adus abasko, the woman natzeach me. Zamer dike, Rabnissen Goyin and Broches, Rabnissen Goyin and Broches says, this whole thing was a nesoyin to Klal Yisrael. If they'll be nespoil from Oisis and Moipsim, or the Torah said, "Acheram lahatayis, nothing will waver them," and that was the simcha nitzchuni bonai. Oisei hayoyim heviu kol tareish shetir Rabbi Lezer v'solfum beish. They took all the tares. That means there was chalukei days. He had made a tanur that's not mekabel tume, and we have to understand. I mean, it was meiridik this tanur. You could buy it in all stores, Tana Shane Mekabotuna Bebe Hashkoches Rabbi Lezer Agodo. It was mamish, it went like hotcakes. It was Meiridik, this Tana. And people were buying it and they were saying, and this was Meiridik. But the Rachomim were machia that it's Tomei. He viu kotar shetira beloza besol from Beish. I'd like to mention this. A Meiridik Yerushalmi made cotton. Yishalmi in Mayit Kotten, Daf Yudam et Beis, Esk Sakasha. The Leis Rabbi Elezer Yoda Shachi Rabim Lahatois. I mean, Rabbi Elezer knew, I mean, good, he holds, but there's a Klal Achi Rabim Lahatois. Emphati Yerushalmi, this is a Yerushalmi Zakasha. Emphati Yerushalmi Lehikbit Ella Al Shesofu Taresov Lefonov. He was makbid because they burnt the Tares in front of him. That's what the Yerushalmi answers. So the Korban Eidah says, Amir de Kipshad. V'choshev Rabbi Elezer, that means like this, you disagree, fine. You hold its stomach, fine. But to burn the Tares in front of me, you say it's stuck. We're going to show you, we're going to burn it in front of you. V'choshev Rabbi Elezer Shemaseyim Shaloy L'Shem Shemayim Rak lahachisoi. We'll show you. Shahoya lehem lochush likvoida. Where's kvoida Torah over here? Shuhu zokein. He was the zakan adair, the gadol. He was the rebbe. Ule sofei shaloi befonov. Ule kach. So if you are not sensitive to the kvoida Torah of Rabbi Elezer, so you're doing it shaloi l'shem shemayim. That's not called rabim lahatois. The Torah meant rabim tamidei chachamim. A Talmud Chochem is a person who's sensitive to the covet of another Talmud Chochem. If you went and burnt it in front of me, that's right, you mean l'shem shemayim. So we're looking at rabim lahatois. That's as I stay in Yerushalmi. I saw in Sharei Oira from Magoin Ramei Bergman Shlita. He brings down the Shirshalmi, Upsulim Haim Bachlali Monis Beminyan Chachomim. They're not Chachomim. That's not called the Talmud Chachim. That's not Achiram Lahatis. Ve'efshel Nosataka Kashe. Daim Osu Ze Alpi Oiroa Shoah Kedei Lekayim Alochi Kemois. They were afraid if they wouldn't do something as drastic as this, it wouldn't work. The people of Elezer, not. And it's that they felt that was the only way they could be mamed halacha al tiloy is by doing this. So Bekitza, that was, well, there was Befonov. Benimnu olov ubochu, they put him in chayim. That means Rabbi Elezer did not want to listen to them, so he went connected. Roiv Chachmei Yisrael, he held that they weren't Roiv Chachmei Yisrael, but Al Kaponim, they put him in Nidui. V'omru miyelech v'yoydiyoy. Who is going to go and inform Rabbi Elezer that they put him in Nidui? Omar alam Rabbi Kiva ani eilech. I'm going to go, shema yelech odom sheinei hogein v'yoydiyoy v'nimtza machri v'skol ho'ilam kuloy. That means we have to know Rabbi Elezer was the Godel Adair to be by Pegeya Bikvoidoi. It's Shaklach. I'm gonna go. Ma osa Rabbi Kive Lovash Shchoirim Benisatav Shchoirim. He got dressed in black. V'yoshav Lefonov Berochik Arba Ames. And he sat all the Ames away from him. Omale Rabbi Elezer Akive Mayoimi Yomayim, what's happening? What he says, now Thomas away. Omaloi Rabbi Kimedumali Shechaverim Bedelim Mimcha. I think Chaverim are Nivdal from you. And he got the message. Avu Kora Begodov, so Rabbi Elezer Godov was Kereya Begodov. Bukholatz Minolov, and he took off his shoes, Venishpat Vyosha Vagabikak, and he said, Allah Orez. Zolgu Einov the Mois, and he started crying. Yet Muradik Tsar from this Maisa. Loka Ha'ilam, this Tsar that Rabbi Elezer Hagodol had, is the world suffered from this. Loka Ha'ilam Shlish Bezesim, Shlish Bechitim, Shlish Besaira. That means a third of the crop of olives, of chitim, and of seirim, of barley, got ruined. B'yesh oimrim af botzeg shebidei isha tofach, if a woman had dough, it also got ruined. Tone af godel hoya ba'oisei hayoim. That's a girsa af, ashes geyus ach. There's a more the kemidas hadin that day. Shebechol mokim shenosan bo'yeno of Rabbi Lezer nisraf. Wherever Rabbi Lezer looked, was burnt. It was a sefer teire shori b'tzar, and this somehow could not be. They had a tremendous roshim on the oilon. Va'af Rab Gamliel hoya b'svina. Rab Gamliel was bo b'svina. Was no ship. Rab Gamliel was the Nasi. And Rab Gamliel was the one who gave the green light to put him in Chayram. Omad Olav Nachshol L'Tavoy. So there was a wave that wanted to drown the ship. Omar, so Rab Gamliel said, Kimedum Elish Ein Zela Bishvil Rab Elezer Ben Hukinis. That's Kvoyde Rab Elezer Ben Hukinis. Omar dal ragol of Omar ribayne shaloylam. Goli biyadula for necho shaloy lechvaydi osisi. This was not done for my covet. Lay lechvayd beisabo osisi. Ella lechvayd cho. This was all done als kavoyd shamayim shloyavu machlekes biyisrael. Noch hayom mizafay. So he said this and was goli biyadula for necho that a taki could say such a thing. And the yam quieted down. Ima Shalom, the visu the Rabbi Lazar, achte the Rabbi Gamliel haboy. Now, the wife of Rabbi Lazar Hagodol was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. So she was like in between. She's Rabbi Lazar's wife and she's Rabbi Gamliel's sister. Mehi maise ve'ilach. They have a shofkelei le'abeleza le'meipel al'ape. From that maisen further, she did not let Rabeleza to say tachna. Now, there's a meridike ritvim. Ritva says, what do you mean? She was with him on every second of the day, shouldn't say tachna. So he says, pshat is that between Tachnon is a continuation of Shemayne Esrei. It's a continuation of Shemayne Esrei. And therefore one is not permitted to speak between Tachnon, Shemayne Esrei and Tachnon. And every day she spoke with him. She was watching him every day when he davened, and she got into conversation with him, and she was Galungina Vaistois, and when he said Tachna later, but that wasn't the Tachnan that would be detrimental to Gamliel. Yeah. We'll explain this soon a little bit better. Ahu Yaime Reish Yachahave Veichlef Lo Beimole Lechosa. That one day was Rosh Chodesh, and the Ritva being Zareifim, this Mara Chodesh, you don't say Tachnin. And she made a mistake. We'll see this Machlek is Rashi in the Marsha. She made a mistake. And Bekitzel, she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. Ichelo ben Mole v'chosa. So she thought, we have to understand the pressure on her. Every day she had to come with a conversation. Abeleza Agodol, I mean, she had to get into conversation with him to be mafsik between Shemayne Esrei and Tachna. And one day she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, and she made a mistake, and it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. And so she had a day off. But he knew the cheshbon, and he said Tachna. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach Ike d'amri osa anye bekova above, afikalei rifter. Another pshat was, there's another man there, he's having shmenes, and the person came to the door, and so she went and gave him tzedakah, and when she came back, she saw he was saying tach. Ashkachte de nofal al anpei. She found that he was saying tach. Amra lei. So she told him, kum, you can get up already. Kotlus la'ochi, you killed my brother already. Adohochi, nofik shipura mi beis from Gamliel de Shochev. A kill shefa came out from Gamliel's house, but he was lived already, and she knew very well what, yeah. Omalo menoyodos, Srabeleza Godol Esther, how do you know that this would happen? Amgalay mekablani mebeis haviyah bekol ha'shorim ninolim chutz mishari eino. I just like to mention Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Korach, Tamid Bo Tazayim Posek Chavbeis, Veda, ki inyin nefilas apayim betfile יש פה גימול קבונס. יש תבי עניונים אין תחנם. נגיע לנו לסקן עניין. ושיינס להרויס צער והכנו. A person falls תחנן that shows צער והכנו והוא כי הנפל על פונו מצטייר ונכנע והכנו מעיקרא יתשובה. For us, tefillos are mekubelos. And then the tefillos are mekubel in tzar ve'ilu. Afu kora begodo shamenude chayev pekriya. So Rashi says it was a kriya of a menude. V'cholot menolov shamenude osa benilos ha-sandal b'moyet kotm. V'nishmat min ha-kisei tofach niskalko. The Isa was niskalko. Rashi says, ach godo mako gedoylo. And Gamliel Nasa Hoya, Valpiv Nasa, this whole Nidui was Alpiv. Shlayaba Machloike, Shlayalgo Hayochid Machloik Alamarubim. If Rabbi Lezer will be Matsliach, this will take a precedent already that Hayochid will be Chaylik Alamarubim. Imo Sholem Kachshmo, Bein Mole Lechosa. Now it says, she made a mistake bein molei l'chosa. So Rashi says like this, Svura hoiso shehei achoidish chosa vikavua b'yoyim lamed. That there was a chodesh chosa, the 30th day was Rosh Chodesh. V'lo yipol b'yoyim achoidish alponot. So today it's a chosa, so he won't say tachnan today. V'hoya mole, and l'maise, Rosh Chodesh was yom lamed alef, v'loy nikva ad yom shloshim ve'echot. She thought it was a chosan, Rosh Chodesh is today. And really, Rosh Chodesh was tomorrow. V'loy nishar tabay v'yom lamed v'nofal alponot. So my yom lamed, she thought she doesn't have to worry about it. He said tachnan yom lamed. The Marsha asks Akasha that when we have a chodesh molei, so both days are a chodesh. So that means if here in Rashi says that really a chodesh was tomorrow, Nisa Tachnun today. So by a molei too, both days we don't say a chodesh. That's the Marsha's kasha. So Marsha says that Rashi held that's an August only. When they weren't Mekadesh Tachaydish. When they were Mekadesh Tachaydish, they didn't have 2 days Cheshchaydish. Cheshchaydish was only Yom Lamed Aleph and not Yom Lamed. The Marsha is Chaylik on Rashi. The Marsha says that the Maisa was Fakeld. She thought it was a mole. So she thought that tomorrow was also Reis Chodesh. So Pshat is, So let us see the lashon of Gemara. Rabbi Shokel el Rabbi Zamei Palape. Ayhu yoimem reish yarche have. That day was Rosh Chodesh. According to Rashi, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. She thought it was Rosh Chodesh. But it was really a mole, and the next day was Rosh Chodesh. That's according to Rashi. According to the Marsha, Ahu Yoim Resh Yarcha Havi, that day was Rosh Chodesh, was a mole. Tomorrow was also Rosh Chodesh. She thought it was a mole. Vichlev Lei Bein Mole Lechosa. She thought it's a mole, and tomorrow is also Rosh Chodesh. So she thought the next day she doesn't have to, because it's a mole. No, the Maisa was a chosa. So the next day, he did say tachna. That's how the Masho says psha. Mi beis aviyaba, mi beis aviha mishpoche, shabas nasiya oiso, behem mi beis David. And they came from David HaMelech, Chutz Mishar Yenolev, Shetzach HaLevi, V'korev Lohirid Demois. Shetzach HaLev Ano brings down, brings to Bechi. Let us just see the well, Mibes Abi Abba Toysviz, Peres Pekuntres, Mibes David Ovi Mishpache, So according to Rashi, Pshat is like this. Mishum de nafke la'el mikro de tilim de sharei dimo loy ninalu. El dimosi al techrash. So the Gemara darshin and davlan tesam ad aleph. There's Zoka and the Shava. This could be that it won't be Niskabel. But Dimosi Al Techash. If there's Bechi, Bishasta Tvile, that's Al Techash. Bechinam Docha came. The Doshla Rav Chizda Behed. You don't have to say that she's a descendant of David HaMelech. She was Samech on this person. Bidachsiv heini Hashem nitzah b'chein masanoch, so the Gemara darshan tzachem b'pai eino, v'shem o mibeis ram gamlil, oisa mekabeles, shoho ya avi ha-mishpoche. That means beis ram gamlil, she's a sisit ram gamlil, and beis ram gamlil, the avi ha-mishpoche, said over this din that shari yano lo ininal. V'lava dovid koma, kidashka namidam gamlil, Bekoblani mi beis avi abo shapomim bo baruch ades baida labone. So memele, so does not necessarily mean that she was soimach on this posik in Tilim. Let us see the taptais vissin zetanu shalach noi yeish de goras chach noi tanu shal zamishneis is chach noi chen birushalmi bechacham ze nochosh. So it's also tied to Anochosh. V'shemo bala Tano shoya oise shmoike. Maybe Tano shel chachnoi means this was the one who patented this Tano. He was the one that made this Tano. This is Tano shel chachnoi, that it's tumaproof. It won't be mekabotuk. Loi b'ashamayimi. So Rabbi Yeshua said loi b'ashamayimi. V'ho doma per kamadi yivomis. So we see we are Saimach on a Basko. We Paskin like Pesilu. So Taisva says, Shani Hoche, Shabolach like Aldivre Teir. The Basko in Argamore is Chaylik Aldivre Teir. The Siv Achei Rabim Lahatais. The Teir says, You go Basarif Chachme Yisroel. Avol hosam, but by the machlokes, b'shami b'silu adrabe, b'silu rube, b'silu bozroi. The so'ilav da'ave mesaf kolom yizlin b'silu rube, mishum da b'shami avacharifi tuve. The b'shami were very choriv, so the shayla was maybe you go b'silu roiv binyin and not roiv minyin. That was the shayla over there. But Al-Qanim the Hacha was not connected to Torah. Void a second teretz akan lo yotza baskel el mishpuk voidai the Rabbi Leza of Shama min Hashemai Mechichu. So he said this, so let's look at the chvoidai. So this, it's a baskel we don't ask. Odom bishpuk mishkichem be baskel lo chamin elay la Rabbi Yeshua. There's a gemara that says, Beishamai, not listen to the baskel. Says that Beishamai basically Rabbi Yeshua that Shkichem Bebaskel. Taisvis, the whole Rabbi Yeshua is only in the Arkham. We just made a difference between the case of Beishamai Besalud, where there the Baskel is Machi Keneged with the Roi, and Rabbi Yeshua over here, he's saying that the Baskel cannot be Machi Keneged the Roi. And there the Gemara says that Beishamai did not listen to the Baskel because they held like Rabbi Yeshua. Leishamini le Rabbi Yeshua ala Baskel the Haimaisa, Rabbi Lezer the Hoche. How can you say Rabbi Yeshua holds you never listen to Baskel? Or some dagmi the Kambalei Beishamai mi kvar nitalo notere mi Sinai. From the Loshna of Rabbi Yeshua, you see he never held the Baskel. We do hold of a Baskel, but here we don't hold. Mashmi the Shimbo came in Mishkish. Kechayich bo menitzchuni bonai, bodom abareisha bai de zore, v'yem shechor beis midush ein schoit lefnei HaKadosh Baruch, aino kabua. Och imilsa de b'dichusa ba'almu doma wasn't a simche kabua. V'kore b'goda b'cholotz manolov, so Taisvi says not like Rashin lechich mikam, hodem iboyle b'boit kodne minudet zorech kriis b'goda b'chilotz manolov, was not the aloha was machayev this, but it was a kriya l'shem tzar.